You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Scott Davert, and today I am going to do a brief podcast, this one on comparing using Siri on my iPod with using Alexa on my Amazon Echo Dot, and comparing the Apple Music service with the Amazon Music Unlimited service. At the moment, Amazon Music Unlimited is only available in the US. It is supposedly coming to Germany and the UK later this year. The Amazon Music Unlimited service is available at different price points. It's $4 on an Echo-only device. It's $7.99 for Amazon Prime members and $9.99 if you're not a Prime member. These are monthly rates. There's also a $79.99 option for 1 year of the Amazon Music service. I don't think Apple has that option. I think it's only a monthly subscription. At this point, Apple Music has a $14.99 a month option for family sharing of up to 6 different people. Amazon Music Unlimited does not have that at the moment, but they apparently will later this year. So that is a brief discussion of the price points and the differences. So I'm going to see what happens here. I have not really tested these things out. We'll see how they come out. I'm just going to ask Alexa a few things, and I'm going to ask Siri a few things, and we'll see how well they do. I am running iOS 10.02 on my iPod 6. And for this demonstration, just to avoid any sort of annoyances with Alexa, I have disabled its ears and I will be using my voice remote. That's a $30 accessory for the Echo, by the way, in order to do voice commands. Let's start off with a couple real basic ones here. I'll go with Alexa first and then Siri second. What is the most popular song right now?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Try it again. What is the most popular song right now?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
That's usually pretty good, so I'm sure it did understand it. It just didn't have an answer for what I want. What's the most popular song right now? Alright, well, I'd say Siri has that one. Hands down. No contest there. By the way, there is an Amazon Music app which allows you to get access to this service. It works fine. There are a few focus issues with it. One of the things I will say about it is that unlike Spotify, and I'm not demonstrating Spotify really, but unlike Spotify, it does allow you to set whatever cache size you want. I don't think Apple Music really allows that either, but there are some ways in which you can, as it calls it, optimize your storage in Apple Music. Spotify doesn't seem to have any kind of cache options. The only way to clear your cache in Spotify is to delete the app and reinstall it, which I've had to do before. Anyway, continuing on, let's try something else. Play some popular music.
I can't find popular songs.
Really? Wow. Play some popular music.
I can't find popular songs.
Play some popular music. Right. Next track.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So again, Siri wins in this particular instance. Now let's try looking for some different subgenres of music. Play 90s alternative music.
Here's a station for 90s alternative music. 90s alternative.
That's kind of cool. And of course I can next track. I can also use the remote in this case. I just hit the next track button. And you get the point. I'll stop it. Let's try that with Siri. Playing 90s alternative music.
Sorry, I can't play historical song charts by genre, but I can find the top overall songs from a year, or I can create an alternative radio station for you.
All right. Create an alternative music radio station.
Looking for alternative music.
Okay.
iTunes. Music. Tab. 1 of 5.
I didn't really do what I wanted either. So, we'll give that one to Alexa. How about we try... Play popular songs from 1982.
Playing the top songs from 1982.
And again, I can just hit to the next track. And do all that with the remote, which is kind of cool. Let's see what Siri does. Play popular songs from 1982. All right, well, that one's equal. They both did what I want, and it's interesting that they list the same exact songs. I wonder if they'll keep doing that. Next track. Yep. So that one I wouldn't give to either one. They both do the same thing. The one advantage I see here to Amazon Music Unlimited over Apple Music is if you're a person like me, for example, who has obviously multiple devices on multiple platforms. Not only does Amazon Music Unlimited have an iOS app that I'm not going to cover in great detail here, but it also has a web player and also an Android app. Now, I know that Apple Music has an Android app. I don't think Apple Music has a web player. And good luck with Apple Music on iTunes. I mean, you can do it, but it's not a very straightforward thing to do, I don't think. At least when I tried it, which was admittedly a little while back, but it was pretty complex when I tried to do it. There are also some other advantages to Apple Music. You have your whole portable collection with you, and you can just have DJ Siri play whatever it is you want. Speaking of which, with neither Alexa nor Siri, are you able to generate a playlist? So if you want to do that, you can't really do that. But let's try a couple other things to maybe generate just lists of different things here. Play popular country music. It's more like rock to me. But I guess that's modern country for you. Next track. Seriously, this sounds more like rock. Rock with a twang, the modern country. Right now, we both know. Okay, so Siri did good with that. Play popular country music.
Playing the top country songs.
So those are about equal. I mean, I don't really keep track of popular country music, but they are certainly giving you results on either platform, so that's kind of neat. Of course, the other cool thing is that with Alexa, and unlike with Siri, I can just say, play classic rock playlist on Spotify.
Classic rock from Spotify.
And there it goes. More twang. But again, I mean, you can't overlook the fact that on Apple Music, you can take it with you portably, whereas with the Echo devices, you actually have to be connected to some Wi-Fi thing or other, which if you're just around the house is no big deal. I mean, I have this remote, and it's not very big, and I can just walk around my apartment and, you know, tell it what I want it to do, and it does it. Of course, I think you could probably do that with the Apple TV. I don't know. I don't have one, but you can probably use the remote and do something like that with the remote. But the thing with that is, the Echo Dot, for example, is $50 with a $30 remote. That's $80. If that's all you're looking to do, seems like the Echo might be a bit more of an economical option for you. Also, if you only want to use the Echo or Echo Dot, whichever product you have, you can pay $4 for the music access instead of $10. Again, remember though that the Echo Dot and Echo subscription only is good for that device. So if you want the ability to use, you know, the web interface and all those things, you're going to pay $8 if you're Prime and $10 if not. One other feature that I want to show you before we wrap this up is something that, in my opinion, has kind of been expanded with the Amazon Music Unlimited subscription compared to what we have with the Apple Music subscription. If you remember back last summer, which is a long time ago now, over a year ago, when Apple Music first rolled out, I showed you a feature where you could pull a song out that maybe you didn't know. For example, I said, play that song from Top Gun, and I said, I bet you it's going to pull up Danger Zone, and it did. We don't have that particular feature on Alexa when coupled with Amazon Music Unlimited, but in my opinion, we have kind of an expanded version of that instead. Now, if you say play that song from whatever movie you want, you can use pretty much any one, it'll pull up the soundtrack. It won't pull up the exact song. But what you can do with Amazon Music Unlimited and Alexa is throw lyrics at it, and it'll pull up the song that you're looking for in most cases. And the lyrics don't even need to be in the chorus of the song or the title. I haven't tried this particular example yet, so it may very well give me something incorrect, but let's give it a try. I'm going to use the song Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode, and I'm just going to tell it the opening line of the song, and we'll see what it does. Play the song that goes, words like violence break the silence.
Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode.
Yep, that was the correct one. And it worked just fine, so I'll let you actually hear the opening line so you can verify for yourself that it is indeed correct. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. I don't want my Echo to self-destruct, nor my audio equipment.
Words like violence break the silence.
Now, speaking of lyrics, with iOS 10 now, you have the ability to read the lyrics of a song while you're listening to it on Apple Music. There's really no way to do that on the Echo line of products. But that's just an example of you have to decide which platform is better for you based on your user needs. So I hope you found this little comparison between the two services helpful for fun. See you later.
Bye for now.
See you later.
This is about you, not me.
That's not a nice response. I'm trying to be nice and... You know what? Alexa wins that one. Anyway, this is Scott Davert saying see you next time. Bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.